ready to take a peek?
Not yet, she said. I have some intelligence.
She told Fett about what she had sensed in the Force, laying out for him as accurately as possible the dimensions of the chamber and the location of the presences she had felt. She paid special attention to Aboloth and the squibs, describing how the squibs seemed to be somewhere up high, with Aboloth perhaps 30 meters beyond and at the same level as most of the other beings.
Impressive,
Fett said. He activated his spy droid and reached for the hatch lever.
I still like a vid feed.
We might not want to take that long, Tahiri said. I'm not the only Force user here, remember? While I was sensing Aboloth in there, she was sensing me out here.
Great,
Fett said, feigning disgust that Tahiri did not feel in his presence.
Now she's expecting us.
So?
Tahiri knew Fett's effort to make her feel guilty was just an attempt to pull their center of power in his direction, and she wasn't about to play along.
Did you ever think she wouldn't be expecting us?
I guess not. But we still go after the squibs first.
Tahiri checked her chrono and saw that they had about 20 minutes before her projected midday GST bombardment. So time wasn't the problem. And going after the squibs would give Aboloth something to think about other than why they weren't coming after her.
Okay, Tahiri said. Squibs first.
Fett's hand remained poised over the hatch lever.
Okay.
Sure, Tahiri said, nodding. A deal is a deal, and the squibs aren't going to be a problem for us. After we finish with Aboloth, that might not be true anymore.
Suspicion flooded Fett's presence, and he pulled his hand away from the lever.
That was way too easy, Vela. What's your plan?
It's too late for a plan, Tahiri replied,
determined to get the fight started before Fett had a chance to break their deal. She used the Force to depress the hatch lever.
We need to move fast if we want to catch those squibs.
The hatch opened with a soft hiss. Before Fett had a chance to ask about how she had forced the issue, Tahiri used the Force to push it halfway open. A gust of hot, dank air rolled through the narrow opening, and Tahiri nearly gagged. The stench seemed equal parts ammonia and unwashed bodies. Fett used his free hand to tap his sleeve controls, activating his helmet's filter system, then dropped into a fighting crouch and led the way through the hatch. Through the bulkhead, the tunnel opened into a huge vault. A broad corridor ran from in front of Tahiri and Fett, straight ahead to an identical bulkhead more than 100 meters distant. Along both sides of the chamber ran 10-meter walls of white durasteel, each partitioning off a block of office suites. The entire space was filled by thickets of knee-high fungi and towering pillars of club moss. Scurrying through this underground forest, Tahiri saw a dozen haggard beings dressed in miner's overalls. Instead of hauling laser drills and detonite tubes, however, they appeared to be pushing, and in a couple of cases abandoning, hover sleds piled with meter-high stacks of poster flimsy and holosign projector pads. The Force was sour with the slave's fear, and now that she was inside the chamber, she could literally see Force energy gathering in oily, iridescent swirls. In fact, it was flowing through a pair of bantha-sized doors into the largest room on the right, just about where she sensed Aboloth's presence. No one seemed to notice them, and for a moment, Tahiri thought that Aboloth's captives were just too exhausted or terrified to pay any attention to a guy in Mandalorian armor and a tall blonde wearing an Imperial Security Special Tactics vac suit. Then, a bearded human pulled a stubby E-11 blaster rifle from inside his overalls and threw himself to the floor, firing as he dropped. A single bolt pinged off the bulkhead before Fett's arm came up and a tongue of crimson flame shot out of a sleeve nozzle to engulf the man. In the next instant, everyone in the chamber was diving for cover and pulling blasters. Tahiri ignited her lightsaber and began to bat bolts toward their sources.
See? Definitely expected, she said. Told you it was too late for a plan.
These miners are no trouble.
Fett tipped his head forward and sent an arm-sized rocket screaming into the center of the chamber.
It's the snarkin' plants that scare me.
The rocket detonated with a deafening blast. Tahiri was thrown against the bulkhead behind her by a shockwave hot enough to singe her hair. But the battle fell suddenly quiet, and when the blast dazzle cleared from her eyes, she saw that the entire chamber had been more or less cleared of Flora.